Thank you for helping us make Budget Again last year. Thanks to your support, Lutheran Public Radio has been independent and in the black for more than 2.5 years. You've heard us say, now only our listeners can cancel us, and we mean it. Thanks for listening, thanks for your prayers, thanks for your financial support, and we're looking forward to standing with you again in 2011. Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio for the world. Issues, etc. Time to play Issues, Etc., soundbite of the week. We do this every Friday afternoon. As much as we can, we gather 4 soundbites from this week's Issues, Etc. audio. Kind of boil them down for you to the very best stuff, and then we play them for you. You listen, and then you vote for soundbite of the week. I haven't said this in a while, but we're interested in why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for, but your reasons are really your own. You can agree, disagree. You can like it or despise it. You can find it funny, remarkable, idiotic. Whatever reason you have for picking Soundbite of the Week, that's your reason. That's a good reason. You can vote by giving us a call, and those who vote over the telephone get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. You can send your vote to us right here in the studio in real time. Via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at @issuesetc, or you can leave your vote for us at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week, a montage of the opening prayer, blessing, I don't know what it was, at the Tucson Memorial.
Let us begin by honoring the eastern door, from where we get visions and guidance. From the southern door, where we get the energies of the family. From the western door, please let us honor the sacred ancestors. From the northern door, where we receive challenges and the strength to meet those challenges. From Father Sky, where we get the masculine energy. From Mother Earth, where we get the feminine energy. O Creator, may the two energies, the masculine energy and the feminine energy, come together in our center where the Creator exists, for each of us has a piece of the Creator. Let us not forget our fellow creatures, those that crawl on the earth, those that slither on the earth, those that live under the earth, the winged ones, those that swim in the waters, the four-legged, and also our brothers, the two-leggeds that walk throughout this world. May we all come together at this time. O Creator, I ask this so that we all can once again achieve harmony and balance in our lives. O Creator.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Or talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number two, Shane Rosenthal. He's explaining why Jesus isn't your political mascot.
Well, on the one side, Colbert is a faux conservative, but really the point is that he wants you to think of Jesus as basically a traditional progressive liberal. You know, he wants you to just think of giving money to the poor, all the talking points of liberal progressivism. O'Reilly, on the other hand, is thinking in terms of his more conservative politic. It's the ethics of personal responsibility come out. And what I want to say is, no, it's neither liberal or conservative politics. This is a theologically rich text that has to do with a man who claimed to be God. He claimed to be the Messiah that was prophesied in the Old Testament. And there is a particular hermeneutic or way of reading this that has to be consistent with the Old Testament and the New, and the documents that come out of the New Testament writings, and it should be read in its own light. And neither side, whether political left or political right, should claim Jesus as he's our mascot. And I think that's what both sides are doing.
All right, that's soundbite number two. Vote for soundbite number two as soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-MYIE, or facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number 3 comes from Maggie Carner, talking about Christians in Haiti 1 year after the earthquake.
Now that's one area where I come back jazzed every time, because these people are just such encouraging witnesses to their faith. You're down there, you worship with these people, and you see that they truly understand the theology of the cross, and they understand that suffering is part and parcel with our walk as Christians, but they're undaunted in their faith, and it's almost as if the suffering is the hallmark of the depth of their faith. It's humbling to be around the maturity of faith of Christian brothers and sisters. And at the same time, you see almost a migration to the church by the unchurched because of the challenges that they've been through. And our Lutheran brothers and sisters down there are able to really make a difference spiritually in the lives of their community. And it really is truly astounding.
That's soundbite number 3. Should it be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MYIE, talkback at issuesetc.org, or facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Here's soundbite number 4, Pastor David Ramirez, Luther's Conservative Reformation.
The beautiful thing about how Luther and the other Lutheran reformers argued throughout the Book of Concord is that they use the fathers against the Roman Catholic Church. That they say, these fathers, they're not yours. They're really ours when they agree with Scripture. He likes to bring up quotes and evidences from the Greek fathers, and even says at one point, listen, how could it be that all of these Greek Christians who believe in the Trinity, who have the sacraments, how could they not even be Christians according to what you, the Bishop of Rome, are saying? That's ridiculous. Of course they're Christians. So Luther, in very in good fashion, as Krauth would say, is offering us a conservative reformation to not throw out things that the Roman Church does just because they do it. That's an overreaction. Throwing the baby out with the bathwater. That's not what he's about. Retain all that's true and good from the Word of God, but get rid of the accretion.
All right, that's soundbite number 4. Should it be soundbite of the week? It's time to vote. This break is a great time to give us a call. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for soundbite of the week after this.
Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday. I'm in love.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church. Faithful confession trumps company loyalty. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on the 2011 International Academy of Apologetics, Evangelism, and Human Rights in Strasbourg, France.
The listeners to Issues Etc. already have had contact through the program with lecturers who will be in Strasbourg this next summer. Craig Parton, myself, Dr. Minuge, Angus Minuge, Adam Francisco, and these lecturers are people who have defended the faith, who know how to defend the faith, and who are marvelous communicators. And so, if a listener to this program wants to learn how to present the case for Christianity in a secular situation, the 2 weeks in the French Rhineland with us would be an absolutely ideal way to achieve this.
You can find out more about the International Academy of Apologetics, Evangelism, and Human Rights, July 5th through the 16th in Strasbourg, France, at apologeticsacademy.eu. All right, it's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, January the 14th. The listener with the best vote gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Now, phone callers get to vote first. Here's the phone number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. You can vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote via email. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Now, should it be soundbite number one, a montage of the opening prayer at the Tucson Memorial? Soundbite number two, Shane Rosenthal, Jesus Isn't Your Political Mascot? Soundbite number three, Maggie Carner on Christians in Haiti 1 year later? Or soundbite number four, Pastor David Ramirez on Luther's conservative reformation? Let's see what Lisa has to say listening in Houston, Texas.
Well, I want them all, but I think I'm going to go with Maggie, I can't think of her name, in Haiti, because it speaks to what God is doing in the lives of his people. But boy, it's a tough choice.
Lisa, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Houston. So that's one vote for Maggie Carner, Christians in Haiti 1 year later. Let's see what Andy has to say, who is listening in Kirkwood, Missouri. Hi, Andy.
I agree with her. It's a very difficult choice, and I think that just shows the quality of the program. And you get four sound bites like this discussed on the air in a week. How do you choose? I'm going with number two because when I was young, I tried to justify what I was doing by picking and choosing things out of the scriptures. Now I realize that it isn't important that God is on my side, but rather that I should try to reflect God's side.
Andy, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Kirkwood, Missouri. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MY-I-E, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or visit the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Joshua via Facebook in Silver Grove, Kentucky says, I will vote for soundbite number two, as so many people try to use Jesus to push their political agenda, whatever it may be. Joshua, thanks for listening in Kentucky. This one comes from Jerry in Deer Lodge. He says, the montage almost got my vote for stupid soundbite of the decade because it was totally meaningless and pointless and the whole event could really not qualify as a service. But I decided to send a relevant vote for Maggie Carner's description of the faith of the Haitian Christians who know that their salvation does not depend on their station in life, but on the theology of the cross. Jerry in Deer Lodge, thank you very much for that vote. Sharon is listening in Belvedere, Illinois. Hi, Sharon. Sharon will be back in just a moment, I hope. This one comes from Margie in Lake Stevens, Washington. She says, I vote for soundbite number three, Haiti a year later. We are so shocked at the devastation and eager to use our blessings to help those poor folks. Now that Maggie recounts so humbling, it wasn't about our gifts at all. The faith of the Haitian believers is so absolutely genuine in the face of their living the cross of Christ with joy. Their witness to us is brighter and bolder, and it just takes my breath away and moves me to my knees in repentance of pride and condescension. Margie, thank you very much for that vote in Washington. This one comes from Doug in Canada. He says, my vote is for number three. To hear of the ongoing relief efforts in Haiti and to hear of the faithfulness of the Haitian Lutherans in the midst of such suffering is truly great. Thanks, Doug. Thanks for listening in Canada. In Aurora, Colorado, Jen says, I vote for number one. I got such a good laugh howling my way with tears, though it was the first time I'd heard the montage. I never voted for one I didn't actually like before. Although number four is great, the fathers are ours when they agree with Scripture. It's so important to use your head and some basic discernment when looking at where your church is going. Jen, thanks for listening in Colorado. Let's see. Paul in Milwaukee says, I vote for number one, Christians present at the service, many of them leaders, many others watching and listening, and apparently not one objection to the ministrations of animism. Toleration has been carefully taught to the larger society, well permeated by doubt and outright unbelief. Paul, you're absolutely right. and thanks for listening in Milwaukee. Sarah in Minnesota says, number one, I once heard a grace somewhat similar to this at a Thanksgiving dinner, invoking the deer, corn, herbs, river, Mother Earth, and Great Spirit. No one expected it, as the one praying was not a Native American. It's bizarre that these types of prayers are becoming acceptable in the mainstream venues. Yes, it is, Sarah. Thanks for listening in Minnesota. Sharon in Belvedere, Illinois is back. Hi, Sharon.
Hi. Sorry about that. I wanted to cast my vote, though, for Maggie Carner with soundbite number three. I've had the joy of working in medical missions with Maggie, and after listening to her, it just brought back wonderful memories of my work in Haiti post-quake with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Mercy Teams and the tremendous faith. It's just so nice to hear her talking and sharing her story.
Sharon, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Belvedere. Helen in Austin, Texas says, I vote for number three. Thanks for telling about Haiti a year later. I pray that the LCMS will continue to be supportive of the Lutheran churches and their work there. It is very encouraging to hear it. In Cedar Park, Texas, Jason says, if it's not too late, soundbite number three. Glad to hear about the faith of those in Haiti. It's an encouragement to me as I live my life in the theology of the cross. It certainly is. I mean, if you contemplate the suffering of the people still there, and they're living with this on a daily basis, and yet their faith is undaunted because their faith is founded not on whether they have a house or a home or whether or not the earth remains firm under their feet, but upon the firm foundation of Jesus Christ. It tends to make you think of your faith in a different way as well. Janet in Livonia, Michigan says, I vote for Maggie Carner's description of Christian faith in Haiti. It's so refreshing to hear about Christians who are cross-focused instead of being focused on their best life now. Smartest listeners in radio, no doubt about it. Here's one more vote. This goes to soundbite number one. That's the most entertaining theology I've heard since last Friday when I was reading Simon Schmucker talk about how the idea of infant faith is not currently held by any intelligent Lutheran. Charles in Accident, Maryland, thank you very much for your vote for soundbite number one there. The winner this week, I think she kind of ran away with it. Soundbite number three, Maggie Carner, Christians in Haiti, 1 year later.
Now, that's one area where I come back jazzed every time, because these people are just such encouraging witnesses to their faith. You're down there, you worship with these people, and you see that they truly understand the theology of the cross, and they understand that suffering is part and parcel with our walk as Christians, but they're undaunted in their faith, and it's almost as if the suffering is the hallmark of the depth of their faith. It's humbling to be around the maturity of faith of Christian brothers and sisters. And at the same time, you see almost a migration to the church by the unchurched because of the challenges that they've been through. And our Lutheran brothers and sisters down there are able to really make a difference spiritually in the lives of their community. And it really is truly astounding.
That's your pick for Soundbite of the Week this week. Number three, Maggie Carner, Christians in Haiti, 1 year later. The LPR bundle package goes to Margie in Lake Stevens, Washington. Margie, send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org with your shirt size and your mailing address, and we'll send you out the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week this week. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. all this week, please consider making a tax-deductible donation this weekend. You can donate by check, make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio, and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Here's that address again, LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. Now, when you go to church this weekend, when you're sitting in Bible class out in the narthex, in the parking lot, if you can stand the cold, talking or drinking coffee or eating donuts with your fellow parishioners, think about it. Invite your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. next week. Monday on the program, a great conversation with one of our listeners' favorite guests, Dr. Larry Rast of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We're going to be talking about American revivalism. He is one of the experts, not only on the history of it, but on its ongoing impact. American revivalism with Dr. Larry Rast, Monday on Issues Etc. this is why God permits suffering in your life or my life or in someone else's life. In the Christian, it is the emblem, it is the mark, it is the shadow, the imprint of the cross. That's what it is. We have been marked because we have a suffering servant with a life that is shaped like the cross. So it should not seem strange to us. The apostle admonishes us not to consider it strange when we suffer all kinds of trials and troubles. We live and our lives are shaped by the shadow of that cross. The one who hung there suffered for us. And so in his image, being made and remade on a daily basis by his word into his image, we will suffer too. It is the opportunity for mercy for those who are presently with a house and with resources to give to those freely who do not have those things. But it is also God's strange and amazing way of strengthening their faith in Christ, the suffering Savior, and our faith in the same Savior. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.